golden flakes on a silvery pool. As the LAV-25 sloshed onward, the officer sure hoped the other WAG had escaped the storm without so many deaths. They were the last hope for the project, and he had already decided that if there was no dish at any of the three locations, well, they would just keep the WAG and take off on their own. A man could make himself a Baron with a fighting craft like this. Then he threw a look at the radio speaker in the ceiling.
Well, we survived. All hail Baron Sheffield.
The men noted what the officer was looking at, and even the ones with broken bones cheered as heartily as they could. The Baron wasn't with them, but Sheffield was still very much in control of his troops. A private spoke up from the rear of the vehicle.
Sir, the driver is aced.
The lieutenant glanced over his shoulder.
You're the guy who closed the door, right?
Yes, sir.
Then you're the new driver. Take your shirt and blaster. When we hit the shore, strip the dead of boots and ammo. Anything else we might need. When we reach the shore, toss them out.
We need to bandage the men, and should check the APC for damage, too.
The sec man yanked off the corpse's gun belt and blaster. He could cut the hash marks off the dead man's shirt later. The blaster was a lot more important.
More to the right. That's it, sir. Hold your course.
We'll do both on land, but let the local animals attack the body as a diversion. Get me?
Yes, sir. Better them than us.
Words to live by.
Brandon glanced again at the silent radio speaker. Charging through the stone columns, the companions headed for the slope that led to the redoubt. Weighted nets fell from the sky, landing everywhere. The muties were throwing blind, hoping for a catch, but the stalagmites blocked the nets, and many simply wrapped harmlessly around the columns. Reaching the base of the slope, JB turned and fired two rounds at the screaming mob. A runt fell sprawling, a dozen others behind him tripping over the corpse. But the rest arced around the pile of wiggling forms, many twirling slingshots at their sides. A rock smashed on a column, the missile exploding apart from the impact. Doc recoiled, a bloody cut on his cheek.
Bounders!
He fired the Lama. The thundering blast of the Civil War weapon echoed wildly in the confines of the cavern. The runt with a sling flipped backward, a hole drilled completely through his chest. Slowing their advance, the other muties angrily shook their weapons and shouted. Then a dart of fire shot by overhead and impaled a runt. The others backed away quickly. Glancing upslope, Ryan saw Christie standing at the mouth of the tunnel, struggling to reload the crossbow. Then he narrowed his eye and raised the Sig Sauer, firing at the runts that were crawling spider-like along the sheer wall of the cavern, yards above the tunnel opening. He hit one, dislodging the mutie, and it fell silently to its death on the rocky floor. Another was only wounded and began to retreat, but the rest spread out and started to converge on the woman from every direction. Loaded crossbow in hand, Christie stuck her head out for a second and saw the runts coming her way. She shot at one, the arrow entering its neck all the way to the feathers. The little humanoid still crawled on for another yard before going limp and plummeting away. Ryan shouted, drawing his panga, the long blade shining in the light of the silver moss.
Molotovs!
Way ahead of you!
JB threw a lit bomb at the runts among the stalagmites. The bottle arched high and crashed in the middle of the muties, coating them with a deadly mix of the alcohol and wag grease. Their bodies covered with flames, hair sizzling like fuses, the runts dashed insanely about, setting others on fire, until the unharmed muties turned their weapons on their burning comrades, mercifully cutting them down and ending their screams. Her .38 caliber Smith & Wesson spewing flame, Christie blew the head off a runt. Then a rain of stones hit the barricade, one going past her head so closely that for a split second the woman saw her own distorted reflection in the lump of crystal. She fired again, and another fell off the rock face. But more were crawling behind, fresh troops arriving every minute.
Now what?
Mildred launched an arrow into the chanting throng. It missed one, merely nicking his throat, but it slammed directly into the chest of the runt behind him. The mutie beside the wounded male snatched away his dagger and started forward. Rocks from the slings were slamming into the slope and boulders as steady as machine gun bullets. Ryan fired twice more, runts grabbing their ruined faces as they dropped, but more took their places, the chanting starting to rise in tempo as the muties prepared for a rush. Then a squad of female runts in stiff leather armor, carrying bone-tipped spears and round shields studded with crystal shards, burst through the mob. Doc waved the smoke away from the muzzle of his huge blaster.
By the three Kennedys, sick men!
Ducking out of the way, Mildred dodged a barrage of rocks.
Those shields are gonna be trouble.
Mildred was notching in a fresh arrow. Four of the steel-tipped ones remained. She had to make each one count.
No, dare not.
Stepping out from behind a boulder, the teenager leveled his blaster and fired. The steel-jacketed .357 Magnum round plowed through a shield, knocking a runt off her feet, the slug plowing into the female behind her, and sending several more to the floor in disarray. As Jack dived for cover, JB stood and lobbed another Molotov, with devastating results. Crossbow in hand, Christy waited for a runt to stick his head around the mouth of the tunnel. She thrust the crackling torch into his face with enough force to dislodge the crawler. His hair on fire, the mutie hit the slope and rolled downhill to smack into a stalagmite with a sickening crunch. Mildred put a steel-tipped arrow into a warrior. Then, as she loaded a wooden shaft for a regular mutie, she cried out, dropping the crossbow and grabbing her head.
Ah, is that whistle again?
They're going to cut the lights!
The little bastards were smart. The companions were trapped, and the runts knew it. They would never make it up the exposed slope alive. It was too easy to pick them off. Only two shots remained in the Sig Sauer, and Doc and JB had about the same. He needed a diversion, or someplace to fall back and take the fighting hand to hand, where their size and strength would work against the little warriors. A fiery dart streaked across the cavern from the tunnel overhead, the burning arrow heading toward the caves on the left wall. Ryan glanced at Christy, and she looked to the right instead. He nodded, and she smiled. Then he pointed to either side of the barricade, and Christy hastily withdrew into the passageway. Five more runts crawled around the edge and dropped into the tunnel, just as they all heard the shattering of glass. A fireball blossomed to fill the tunnel, the muties dying where they stood, flapping their arms as the Molotov consumed them whole. Shouting a battle cry, the armored warriors started forward, and JB shot four with Uzi. Three dropped, and one staggered away wounded in the thigh. The rest quickly retreated behind stalagmites and threw spears.
That's it.
The armorer pushed the blaster behind his back to get it out of the way.
I'm down to four Molotovs and my knife.
More than enough. Give me one, Jack another. When the place goes dark, we make a firewall directly between us and them.
A lone spear arced high into the air to come down just behind the companions. The runt warriors were testing the range.
Won't hold long.
Jack sheathed a knife to take the bottle. The Colt Python had only one round, and he was saving that for their mass attack. The best chance to get more than one runt with a single round. And the closer, the better.
It'll do the job.
Ryan saw Mildred flinch as the silent whistle was blown once more.
On my command, we head to the right. Got it? The right.
Another spear came their way as the moss began to dim. Then the whole cavern abruptly went dark.
Now!
And the two Molotovs went flying. The whiskey bottles crashed yards apart, the splattering fire forming pools that spread. The runts retreated a few yards, shouting in fury. Then Ryan lit the rag on the third bomb and sent it flying toward their left with all his strength. The muties seemed to have been waiting for this because they charged in that direction, heading for the cave Christie's arrow had gone into.
Now!
Ryan ran toward the right. They nearly reached the side cave when a runt spied them and yelled a warning. Ryan shot him down, and with his last 9mm cartridge got a female warrior in the armpit. She stood transfixed for a second, then toppled over as if boneless. Reaching the inside of the cave, the companions lit the torches and threw them on the floor at the opening. Now anybody entering would be in plain sight, while the companions would stay in darkness. Spears flew through the flames, hitting the walls and throwing off sprays of sparks. Retreating for additional distance into the cave, Ryan bitterly cursed when he saw that they were trapped. The cave was merely a hole in the cavern wall that opened onto a granite bridge that stretched over a black abyss and ended on a sheer rock face. Nothing but endless space was visible below. Doc spat out a word that had never graced his lips during his own era. Then he said it again more forcibly. Ryan holstered his useless blaster.
Yep, this is gonna be bad. There's still a lot of them, and we have nowhere to go.
We could always jump.
Mildred glanced into the gloomy pit. There wasn't even a moaning wind to emphasize the depth of the yawning crevice. Just total silence. JB tilted back his fedora.
Always knew I'd get aced someday. Only hoped it was in bed, making love with Millie one last time.
It was the first time JB had ever mentioned their sex.